This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So, I wanted to discuss something not so exciting necessarily, but something extremely relevant. And I remember that we've been discussing different tshuvas now probably for almost 5 years. Now, I don't think we've ever discussed the tshuva from the Shagas Aryeh. Remember, ever do a tshuva from the Shagas Aryeh? How could we have not done the Shagas Aryeh? So I decided to take a tshuva from, a very important tshuva from the Shagas Aryeh this week, and something which is very relevant, and for some reason, maybe you'll have some theories on this as well. I've been thinking about it over the week, why this is not a more well-known or discussed. It's a well-known, but it seems to have fallen into the background. So the Torah tells us in this week's parasha, Parashas Tetzaveh, V'hoya al meitzach, marmokah number one, V'hoya al meitzach aharon, v'nosa aharon es avon hakadoshim, asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael, v'chol matnois kadcheyem, v'hoya al mitzchoy tamid. What are we referring to? What was on his forehead, tamid? The tzitz, l'ratzen lehem, lifnei Hashem. The tzitz was on it, tamid. Now what does it mean, tamid? Why does it say tamid? It meant when he went to sleep at night, the Kohen Gadol was wearing his tzitz. When he went home, he was wearing his tzitz. So what does it mean, tamid? Just pashut pshat on the psukim. So Rashi tells us. Rashi gives two pshatim in what tamid means. Machlokes in the Gemara. Rashi says in Maramachu number two, Uli divrei ha'oimer odeya mitzchah mikvat mechapim meratzeh. And according to the Manda Amr that says that the tzitz works to be meratzeh, to be mechaper, even when he's not wearing it, so then it's taka tamid. No matter where the tzitz is, even when it's in the drawer, wherever it is, it's mechaper. But according to the Manda Amar, that the tzitz is only mechaper, only meratzeh, when it's on his forehead, so why are you saying tamid? It's not true. It's only when it's on its forehead. What does the pasuk mean by tamid? Says Rashi, Oidei al mitzchoy mechapim meratzeh ve'im lav ein meratzeh nidrash al mitzchoy tamid melamed shemishamish bo be'oidoy al mitzchoy shelo yasiach daitoy mimenu. There's a halacha. The Kohen Gadol had to be what we call mimashmesh be'tzitzoy. He had to touch his tzitz every so often to make sure that he does not mesiach das from the tzitz. Literally, hesach das means can't take your mind off it. So the Kohen Gadol always had to have his mind on the tzitz. That's what tamid means. It's not just something you could wear. You have to always be cognizant of the fact that you're wearing the tzitz. Which again, for us...
Was he also wearing the tefillin at the same time?
Oh, yeah. Very good. So let's take a look at the Gemara Maseches Yuma. Says the Gemara in Yuma, Mar Malkum 3. Says the Gemara, Hahu tamid. What does it mean, tamid? What does the pasuk mean, tamid? Shelo yasiach daitoy mimeno. He can't take his mind off it. Kidder Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. The Amar Rabbi Rav Huna. Chayiv adam lemashmesh bitfilin. Rabbi Rav Huna is applying the din of the tzitz, which was not so bothersome to us, because, again, we're off the hook for now. So comes Rabbi Rachana and says, this is not only by the tzitz, by the tefillin. There's a halacha. You have to be memashmesh bitfillin b'chol shah v'shah. What does this mean? Very vague. B'chol shah v'shah. You have to constantly be memashmesh bitfillin. Kal v'choymer mitzitz. It's a kal v'choymer from the tzitz. Umatzitz she'ein bo yeles kara achas. Why you have a tzitz that only has Hashem once? Amra Teira al mitzchoy tamid, and the Torah says you have to be mimashmesh. Shelo yasir chdaita v'menu, so you don't take your mind off it. Tfilin sheyesh bo azkara is harbei al achas kama v'kama. Comes the Gemara, Rabbi Rachana says, if there's din of mishmosh by tzitz, by definition, kal v'chomer, by the tfilin which has many more shemos Hashem to it, there is a din of mishmosh. Sounds like a good kal v'chomer? Sounds like a halacha, right? How cognizant? I'm not asking if you know about this halacha. Most of us have heard about this halacha. But how much do we think about this halacha when wearing our tefillin? You have to, when Mekayim this din, how often are you mashmish with tefillin? How many times do you do that?
At least six, seven times.
Six, seven times. Twice. Kisei Chesidecha? Yeah? And by Shema. I think most people do it twice.
Three times. Ahavta and Bahayim Shema.
Okay. Okay, some people do it by Yotzer. What? Okay. Okay, okay. So you're saying we're Mekayim the B'chol Shal V'Shal during these times. The Gemara says, "Mimashmish b'tfilin."
So when you touch, you remember.
The Gemara says you have to be mishamish b'tfilin b'chol shavashah. You're saying we're mekayim that six times throughout that.
I don't think shavashah means every.
So how often does it mean?
So then every hour, once an hour.
Once an hour.
And it takes you 20 minutes.
Depends on davening for the amud. 20 minutes. Okay, okay, very good. Says, says the Beis Yosef, v'yishamish behem kol shah. You have to be mashmesh b'tefillin b'chol shah. Uvesimim samach al kotz rabbeinu. Shekesheyoymer k'shartim lo yisei dachi yim mashmesh b'tefillin shal yad. Uvesheyoymer v'hoyu l'taytifoiz b'nei nechi yim mashmesh b'shal roish. V'chein nogu. So you're going to learn the Beis Yosef and that's enough. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mar Malkum 5. Chayiv adam l'mashmesh b'tefillin b'chol shah. Shelo yasiach daito mehem. So you don't lose track. V'yim mashmesh b'shal yad chila. First you do shal yad. Okay, so we have a din. You have to mashmish b'tefillin b'chol shah v'shah. Shulchan Aruch says b'chol shah, and an additional din that has to be ukshartim. You're trying to say you're mekayim both of them. When were you mekayim? This din is learned out from the tzitz. When are you mekayim the tzitz? Also, once an hour is enough. You're taking shah very literally. Once an hour is enough.
I don't think he touched the tzitz at all.
Rashi says, take a look at Rashi. Rashi Mar Mokum number 2. Milamed shemimashmesh boy be'oidai al mitzchoy.
Once. And that's it.
So one time.
And then he remembered for the rest of the day.
And then he remembered for the rest of the day. Okay. He's challenging you. Where do you see that? Shemimashmesh boy be'oidai. And if it was only once, how do we learn to tefillin that it's b'chol shah v'shah?
Because of the kal v'chomer, the shem shemayim.
No, but we have a daya. You can only learn from tzitz what exists by tzitz. So if it was only once by tzitz, it could only daya.
Is this referring to the time when there was tefillin the whole day, b'chol shah v'shah? So if you're wearing it the whole day, so...
I don't think, I'm going to be very honest, I don't think b'chol shah v'shah means every hour. Shah in the Gemara means a time period. It means you have to constantly be doing it. Constantly be doing.
I mean, if you're doing it all day, so then you have a possibility of forgetting. So
okay, good.
If you're davening,
let's discuss it. Let's go. That's it. This is the conversation I want to have because this is a conversation we have to have. It's a halacha pesuk and shulchan aruch. You have to be mashmish with tefillin. So we have to know when do we have to, now that we don't wear tefillin all day. Is there still a din? Is there no din? Is the din? Are we mekayim the din three times during davening? Are we not mekayim the din? Let's learn this halacha and shulchan aruch. It's halacha and shulchan aruch. Let's learn. What? Oh, why do I need mashmish? Why do if I'm being mashmish bizman hazeh, right? I shouldn't say bizman hazeh. For a lot of people, myself included, when am I mashmish? When I remember this halacha and shulchan aruch. When I remember this halacha and shulchan aruch, I'm thinking about my tefillin. That's the one time I don't need to be mashmish. What's the mashmish for? The whole point is hesach hadas. So just say instead of touching your tefillin, you have to be masiyat hadas. This is something we have to discuss as well. Yeah.
It's nine times.
Not everyone does the same. Different minhagim. I do three times.
First, it's filling. It's like a visual aid, and that's what helps.
Uh huh. Okay. Good. We'll discuss that. But before we get to the details of this halacha, let's ask a bam kasha from the stipler, which you touched upon. I was wondering if you were going to take it to the next step. Take a look at the stipler. This whole shiur began with the stipler. Stipler has very short but beautiful, succinct ha'aretz. I remember when I was in yeshiva a number of years ago. It was one of my early years in yeshiva. I remember exactly when it happened, when someone came over to me and showed me this stipler. An unbelievable ha'ara. We just learned Rashi. Rashi al Torah, right? Your Mavr Sedra. Right? I hadn't learned Yuma at the time. So Rashi al Torah says, you have to be a mashmish b'tzitz, and kal v'chomer we learn from tzitz to tefillin. So that's very good for a yeshiva bacha that's never learned Yuma. The problem is the stipler learned Yuma. Take a look at a stipler, the last page, the photocopy. It's Birchas Peretz. The last page of the Mar Mekaymis. Says the stipler, Yumot avzayin amid beis. Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. We just saw the Gemara. Chayiv adam lemashmesh b'tfilin b'chol shav v'shav. You have to touch your tefillin every moment. Kal v'chaymer mitzitz. Kal v'chaymer from tzitz. Umatzit she'ein bo yelels kara achas amra teira al mitzchoy tamir. Shelo yasiach daitoy mimeno. Tefillin she'esh behen as kara as harbe alachas kama kama. Vitzorich beer, says the stipler, Mishmo zeman de karshmei. Valoko ayufusu mitzitzel koin godol, she'osu behesech hadas. Uvitzitz atzmoi, loy matzonu she'yechayev lemashmish b'chol shah. Uminolon chiyev ha'mishmash b'tfilin. Says the stipler, it's a gewaldic limud. You're learning out from the din of tzitz that you have to be mashmish b'tzitz. You have to learn that you're mashmish b'tfilin. The problem is, by tzitz, there's no din mishmosh. The Gemara never says a din mishmosh by tzitz. The Rambam doesn't paskin a din mishmosh by tzitz, and they all paskin it by tefillin. And where do they say we learn it by tefillin? From tzitz. But the din doesn't exist by tzitz. It's an unbelievable ha'ara. Rashi says that there's a halacha of mishmosh by tzitz, and from there we can learn out that there's a halacha of mishmosh by tefillin. But that's only if you understand there's a halacha of mishmosh by tzitz. The Gemara never says there's a halacha by mishmash by tzitz.
Does placement count?
What do you mean?
Well, very often during davening, a few times, you're adjusting your tefillin because you move.
That probably does count. That probably does count. Place. That probably does count. Yeah. That probably
Rashi's
does.
Rashi's quoting Gemara and Yuma. What is he quoting?
That's the problem. That's the problem. He just adds in a few words that we don't have. Shememashmash bo ba'oidah mitzchah. We don't have that Gemara and Yuma. So says the stipler, maybe the ship, but we paskin. The Rambam doesn't paskin a halacha of mishmash by tzitz, but he does paskin a halacha of mishmash by tefillin. So how do we deal with this?
There is an inyan of hesach hadas.
So hesach hadas by tzitz. So learn out hesach hadas by tefillin. So I can't have hesach hadas. But how do you know I constantly have to be touching my tefillin? It's halacha and shulchan aruch. But this is how Torah Shabbat Peh operates through kal v'chaymers. And you can't, it has to be a tight Kavach Chaymer. We don't have a good Kavach Chaymer over here.
The Kohen Gadol is dressed in his throne regard and doing avoda. The Hesra Das is so far removed from him that he's probably aware of the tzitz. Mashen came by us, Nebuch. When we're davening, it's a mumbling job, and you don't even think about the tzitz when you're davening, even if you're davening with Kavona.
Okay, so let's take a step back and let's expound upon that. So we have a loch in Shulchan Aruch. We don't know how we got it. We seem to have got it from the tzitz somehow, but we don't know exactly how. That you have to be mimashmesh b'tfilin. Now, what's this idea of mashmesh b'tfilin? To avoid hesach hadas. What's the isser of hesach hadas? Something we have to know. What's the isser of hesach hadas by tfilin? What's the isser of hesach hadas by tfilin? So it's actually not so simple. Take a look at the Bach, Mar Malkum 7. It says the Bach, v'yimashmesh b'hen v'chol shah, v'ikah l'meida, d'mikro lei shaminon, the Bach is pointing to the same problem. All we know from the pasuk is that you can't have hesach hadas. So tell me, there's a din of hesach hadas by tefillin. What are you adding on this halacha of mishmush? V'sud mimashmesh zeh lo yishamanu. Perush v'chi b'chol hazman she tefillin al yodoi v'al roish yimashmehen. And also, how often does it have to be? I have to keep my hand on my tefillin constantly at all times? Shal yosu yodomehem atmo? Is that possible? V'niris is the bach d'hochi kamar. Chayiv adam lemashmesh b'tefillin b'chol shah she nizkar. Any point you remember, you're cognizant of the point, oh, I'm wearing my tefillin, you're supposed to go ahead and touch it. I'm wearing my tefillin, supposed to go ahead and touch it. Any point where it pops into your head, that's what it sounds like. Anyone read it differently? That's what it sounds like. Any time, b'chol pam shen nizkar, miyad la'ach shen nizkarem, chayiv l'mashmesh. That's what the Bach paskins. Yivchiyiv mishmesh, the Bach. Yivchiyiv mishmesh, b'chol pam shen nizkar, that the tefillin's on your head.
The problem is that if you don't know that you're wearing tefillin, that's
Hesradas.
So he's saying that if you don't have Hesradas, that means whenever you don't have hesach hadas, you have to touch the tefillin, which means you have to touch it all the time.
You have to touch all the time. Exactly. So he's bothered by it. Can't be have to touch all the time. And then he seems to say a formula where you have to be touching it all the time. Yes. I myself was bothered. Yeah.
I think this is talking about when they wore tefillin all day.
Let's see. No one said that yet. Let's see.
Someone was talking to another person who's wearing tefillin.
Yes, the tat. Okay, we'll see. So, what's the deal with hesach hadas during tefillin? We wear tefillin every day. What's the deal with hesach hadas? So, fascinating shita in the Medrash I found. I don't think this is not the. Just wanted to bring it because it's an interesting shita. Mar Malkum 8 says the Medrash. In Mar Malkum 8, v'tzarich lemashrish ben bechol shah shema yiplu me'elav v'yisbaze. What's the din? Why do you have to be memashmesh? We're nervous they're going to fall off. We're going to fall off. You know, that's, you, especially they used to wear tefillin all day. Used to go to work with their tefillin. So you get busy at work, it could easily fall off. So you constantly have to be, like the Gemara says, a person's always being memashmish bekisoy. Something that's chashiv to you. You want to make sure your wallet's still there. You're always touching to make sure your wallet's still there. So you remember, you'll realize right away if it's lost. So the tefillin also, you should be memashmish, constantly touching to see if it's still there. You're nervous it's going to fall off. The kavachayim mitzitz. That's very strange. And the tzitz also, you're nervous it's going to fall off. Okay, that's the Medrash Seichel Toiv, but that's not the Pashup Shah. What's the Pashup Shah? What's the din of Hesach Hadas? So this comes to a head by Shitas HaRosh. We have to understand the Shitas HaRosh. This is the makor to understand the sugya of Hesach Hadas by Tefillin. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that you're not, you have to be a mashresh by Tefillin. It's also to have Hesach Hadas. What does it mean, Hesach Hadas? We have to go to the Rosh. Says the Rosh, Mar Malkum 9. I just halacha l'maisa. We have to understand this. Mar Malkum 9. The im toimar es the rosh a bam kasha. Take a look at a kasha of a rosh. World famous rosh. The im toimar heyach shinas arai mutter. How could you tell me that I'm allowed to? The shitas harosh is that I'm allowed to take a little cat nap while I'm wearing my tefillin. V'haloi osur la'asiach daitoi mehem. Hesach hadas is osur in tefillin. And when I'm sleeping, who knows what I'm dreaming about, but I'm definitely not thinking about my tefillin. U'bishah shemis namneh, when you're dozing off, nimtza shemisiyach daitoy mehen. Isn't that hesach hadas? V'hoya oimer Rabbeinu Yoina, so he quotes Rabbeinu Yoina, how could I sleep in my tefillin, right? People are still knowing this. You look around davening, people still knowing to sleep in their tefillin. They fall asleep in their tefillin, so hesach hadas. Why is it not a problem with Hesach Hadas?
The Rosh, if he fell asleep with his tefillin on, he thought about it.
Right, but the Rosh knew that there were those of us Jews not like him as well. So says the Rosh, what's going on over here? So Rabbeinu Yoina says, Mitoich divir Rabbeinu Moshe, the Ramban, Matsanu, Teretz, Lidover Zeh. Divadai Hesach Hadas, loy havi ela kisha oimir bekalis roish uvis choik. Aval, kisha oimir biyira. Umesasik vitzrochov, afopisha oisik bimelachtoi vum nosoi, the ain daito alea mamish, ain zanikra hesachadas, says the Rosh Achidish. Bechol hatoira kula hesachadas means, take your mind off it. Person's mesiach das from tum and tara, what that means is, he's not thinking about tum and tara, you have to assume he's tummy. Bechol hatoira kula hesachadas means, you just stop thinking about it. Hesachadas, as mesiach das. Well, says the Rosh, that can't be what it means over here by tefillin. How do I know? Because then we wouldn't let you sleep in your tefillin. So what must it mean that you're not allowed to have Hesach Hadas, Baruch Hashem? It doesn't mean we stop thinking about our tefillin. Then we'd all be up the creek. What does Hesach Hadas mean by tefillin? It means no Kalus Rosh. That we can handle. No Schoik, the Kalus Rosh in the tefillin. That's the Shitas HaRosh. Finish off the Rosh. Diloy Temach, Echucha Adam Hanich Tefillin Kol Yoyim. Otherwise, you're going to tell me that I could go to work in my tefillin, I could go shopping in my tefillin, which was the original, which is the way they used to be noyeg. You're going to tell me I constantly have in mind my tefillin? Obviously, I'm a siach das. What does it mean? I can't have kalas reish. I can't have schoik v'kalas reish. If we were paskin like the Rosh, so it changes the ball game entirely. The Shulchan Aruch says you can't be Mesiach Das. It means I can't have Schoik V'Kalish Reish. I can, which also, a person has to be careful not to be talking about the ball game, not to be talking about Narishkeit in Tefillin. But it's much easier. I can't have Schoik V'Kalish Reish. We still have to understand how Mishmash fits in over here. But that's the din according to the Rosh. Now let's take a little bit of a detour over here.
Same thing by the
tzitz. What? Lech Aira. Very good. Lech Aira. Which beautiful segue to my next point. What Barry's pointing out is, if the whole din, the Rosh is saying, of Hesach Hadas by Tefillin is Schoik V'Kalos Rosh, and we learn out Hesach Hadas by Tefillin from Tzitz, what does it mean, Tamid? Tamid, by the Tzitz, must mean, it's just math, you gotta, this is just, this has to be the conclusion, what was the Torah telling us by Tzitz? That the Kohen Gadol can't have schoik v'kalos roish. There's an issur to have schoik v'kalos roish in the tzitz. If this is the case, let's take a look at a few Rambams, and I think we've answered the stipler's question. Again, it's only according to the Rosh, but I think we've answered the stipler's question. Take a look at a Rambam. Marmokum 10. Says the Rambam, Mitzvahs asay liyira min hamikdash. There's a din of meira mikdash. Shenemar umikdashi tiro. V'loy min hamikdash atayarel misha tzivalein. Right? These parashiyos were building a mishkan. There's a din of meira mikdash, which follows over to a din of meira beis haknesses. V'ezeh yiros. What does it mean, meira mikdash? Lo yikonei sadon l'harba meis. You can't bring your walking stick up a minnel, your shoes, shabaragol, fendasi. You can't bring your wallet up avak. You have to wash your feet. Oy bimolis. You can't bring your wallet up sedino. All these things that we've learned. You can't spit, you can't make a kapandria. All these things are din in Moira Mikdash. Halacha hey. Lo yakol adam es roisha kenegashar mizrachi. Kalos roish, not only is it osir in Beis HaMikdash, even keneged shar hamizrach, it's osir. So a person's not allowed to have kalos roish in Beis HaMikdash. The osir, what? Even outside, but for sure in. You're not even allowed to sit down in the Azara. So let me ask you a question. And this applies to every person in the Mikdash. And it applies to the Kohen Gadol even when he's outside the Mikdash. People don't realize this. We have a parsha this week about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol wasn't simply another Kohen like on steroids, a super Kohen. The Kohen Gadol was a fixture of Beis HaMikdash. He was a moving kli of Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol had a mitzvah to be in Beis HaMikdash, wearing his big dekuna. He's not doing a voyah, it doesn't make a difference. He was a fixture of the Beis HaMikdash, ar kedei kach, that the Rambam paskins in Maromokum 12, Kohen Gadol tzarech shi agadol mikol echva koyanim, binoi, he has to be beautiful, bekoyach, he is strong, oisher, wealthy, choch mamara, ein loy mamoin, kol hakohanim noisen lo, they make him rich if he wasn't rich, halacha gimel, v'chayiv Kohen Gadol lignoi kovoi ba'atzmo, he's a representative of Kal Yisrael, v'lo yokol ba'atzmo m'shara om, he can't just hang out, he can't go to a Super Bowl party, the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol can't go out to eat with his friends. It was a distinguished job, and he had to hold himself on a higher standard. So Kalas Reish in Beis HaMikdash is Aser. Kalas Reish for a Kohen Gadol is Aser. Certainly Kalas Reish of a Kohen Gadol in Beis HaMikdash is Aser. So when the stipler asked us, how do we know that there's a din of mishmush by tefillin, you're going to tell me a din of mishmush by the tzitz? There is no din of mishmush by tzitz. Well, you know why there's no din of mishmush by tzitz? Because what's the whole din of mishmush according to the Rosh? To avoid, to make sure that you avoid a situation of kalos roish. Is there any way that a kohen gadol could be in a situation of kalos roish even without mishmush? He has to make sure that he's not in kalos roish. He's in Beis HaMikdash when he's wearing the tzitz. So there's no need for mishmush when it comes to tzitz. The principle halacha that we're learning by tzitz and by tefillin is the same. There's an extra iser, not only to have kalos roish based on mikdash, but to have kalos roish while you're wearing the tzitz. And we extrapolate from the tzitz to tefillin. But now Chazal come and say, if there's an iser of being mesiach das, of kalos roish by tzitz, so that's obviously not going to happen because a person's a based on mikdash. He's not allowed to be kalos roish. We don't have to give him any more warnings. He's in a situation where he has to have more mikdash. But what do we do by tefillin? How do we make sure a person doesn't come to a situation of kalos roish by tefillin? That's where Chazal say the equivalent of meira mikdash by tzitz, which prevents you from coming to kalos roish. How do we accomplish that by tefillin? We accomplish that through mishmush. So according to the Shitas HaRosh, that the Isser Hesach Hadas is an Isser of kalos roish, the Yisoid of mishmush is to be sure, to make sure that a person does not come to a situation of kalos roish while wearing his tefillin. So you're walking on the street going shopping with your tefillin on you, so you have to make sure that you don't go into the bar, you don't go into the place of kalos roish, so you have to constantly be touching. But one could already start making the argument, when I'm sitting in shul and davening, I'm not allowed to have kalos roish in shul. This is already a situation where I'm not concerned about kalos roish. If the whole yisoid of mishmush is a yisoid to avoid kalos roish, perhaps we understand why this yisoid, this halacha of mishmush, is not so prevalent. Why? Because when they were wearing tefillin all day, so there was a real concern of kalas reish. So therefore, mishmush avoided the kalas reish. But when we only wear tefillin during davening anyway, in shul during davening, so anyways, you're not in a situation which is going to bring the kalas reish. So therefore, perhaps, we're not paskening yet, we have to see the other rishonim, perhaps there's kulas to be said for this chiyuv, this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, of constantly one having to constantly touch his tefillin. But certainly, we've answered the stipulous question according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, there's no need for mishmush by tzitz, because anyways, it's usur for anyone in that situation to have kalas reish. But this is all the shita of the Rosh. However, the Shagiz Aryeh argues, and he argues very strongly, that most Rishonim, at least half the Rishonim, disagree with the Rosh. And whereas where the Rosh tells us that Hesach Hadas by Tefillin means Kalas Rosh, the other Rishonim say Hesach Hadas by Tefillin means the same thing it means every place else. And therefore, we're once again, we're stuck. If Hesach Hadas means I can't be Mesiach Das in my Tefillin at all, nothing to do with Kalas Rosh. So first of all, what do we do? Why can I go to sleep in them? The Rosh is Kasha. And second of all, why are we not more careful about this din of constant mishmush? Because Hesach Hadas, we are still capable, we may not have Kalas Rosh in Shul, but we're still capable, Baruch Hashem, very capable of having Hesach Hadas in Shul. So why are we not constantly being touching our tefillin? So let's just take a look at what the other Rishonim.
What's the definition of Hesach Hadas?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Does it mean that you have to, what about stump? You know, like what you wash for Hamotzi.
Yeah.
And you go walk 20, you guys must walk 20 hours.
Right.
Chazal washed their hands in the morning and waited all day long, and they didn't wash.
Because they weren't Mesiach Das.
What? It means, no,
means that it was, they were always conscious of the state of their hands.
Okay, so that's
so a person always has to be conscious and cognizant of the fact that he's wearing tefillin.
So he wears tefillin because there's a weight on your head.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be that a person is, but I think a lot of people lapse in that.
If you don't feel it, I mean, you're really spaced out.
Yeah, right? Long davening, you start thinking about other things, even with the weight on your head. What? Okay, so let's take a look at the diyukim of the Shagiz Aryeh. Shagiz Aryeh, of course, we don't have to be mayrich about the Shagiz Aryeh. Shagiz Aryeh was goyin haga'oinim. He was the gadol hadar. He was a rav first. He was Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin, and he became rav in Metz. Famous mice with the Shagiz Aryeh in Metz. When he came rav, I believe he was 70 years old already. And there was a big machlokes whether they should take him a rav the right. They should take him as the rav because he's such an old man already. And he gave havtacha, I'm going to be there at least 20 years. I'll be a rav. I think he was there 20 or 25. I don't remember exactly. He was, the Shagiz Aryeh was the gadol hadar. The Vilna Gaon used to say, "It's hu v'ani benigle in Shas and Poiskim. He's greater than me. In Nister in Kabbalah, it's ani v'hu." He was the gadol hadar. We're still talking about the last, probably one of the last poskim who was still weighing in on Rishonim. You'll see. Nowadays, poskim, look, they go to the Shita of the Mechaber and we have to figure out who we paskim like. But he'll reject a Taisvis, he'll argue on a Taisvis, he'll argue because he was still that, he was still in that league. So that was the,
what's his real name?
Reb Aryeh Leib Ginsberg. Reb Aryeh Leib Ginsberg.
What was the date of when was
he? Shagiz Aryeh lived in the end of the 1600s, and he died in 1760. I think he lived 90 years. He's 1765. We're talking about a person. Just to give you a hasaga, we have this is not the Baba Mises. We have edus from his Talmidim about him finishing Shas every month. His Talmidim would talk about he would finish Shas every. He would do 200 blad a day. 100 of them were Chazara, 100 of them were fresh, and he would finish Shas. When at the end of his life, he went blind, and his Talmidim were given the job of reading to him. Now, even reading 200 blot a day is not, forget understanding 200 blot a day, but that's what his Talmidim write in his in the Hakdama to the Svarim that they put out. He also wrote Turi Evin, and he wrote Shagazarye, he wrote Turi Evin, he wrote Grua Sari, and Tainis. So he was Shagazarye was obviously is a staple of our, he lived in tremendous, tremendous poverty. Shagaz Aryeh, the first printings of the Shagaz Aryeh are infamous for having a overwhelming amount of Rashi Tevis. He makes up his Rashi Tevis. Now already there are Mefaneach all them, but he makes up his Rashi Tevis all the time. Why? To save paper. He was he lived in tremendous, tremendous poverty. He would go around that sometimes he was even in Golis, it sounds like he was going from place to place. And he was makbid on, he was one of the first people, probably one of the only Gedolim we know in Europe still, to be makbid on the Isra of Chodesh. The Rama already passed him that you don't have to be makbid on the Isra of Chodesh because it's fake sveka. Shagaz Aryeh was makbid on Chodesh, which wasn't easy because he was constantly, it sounds like he put himself into Golis, but he was constantly traveling. So he traveled with like a bunch of, with a bag of oats and his own pot. Because when he was makban chodesh, it wasn't just a chumrah. I'm not heating your pots either. And whatever would invite him in, he's like, you have to invite me in, but I'm making my own oatmeal. So Shagaz Aryeh, this is a Shagaz Aryeh. So Shagaz Aryeh, one of the important tshuvas, every tshuva in Shagaz Aryeh is important. He's quoted throughout, not in Shulchan Aruch, obviously, Shulchan Aruch is before him, but in Pesachei Tshuva is quoted, and this is quoted in Shari Tshuva. You'll always see the Shagaz Aryeh. If he weighs in on a topic, he's the Mara Deshmaitze. So over here, he comes and he says, the Rosh has a Gevaldika Kasha. The Kasha of the Rosh is, if you're telling me that Hesach Hadas is Aser and Tefillin, how come you're letting me take a little bit of a snooze? So he says, it's not, so the Rosh answers, Hesach Hadas means Kalos Resh. Says the Shagaz Aryeh, it's not true. The Rosh holds like that, but many Rishonim disagree with that. Take a look at a Rambam. Says the Rambam in Mar Mokom 12. 13, sorry. Says the Rambam, Chayiv Odom Limashmesh Bitfiliv, Kol's Man Shehem Alov. Kol's Man Shehem Alov, you have to be a Mashmesh. Shalom Yisir Taitimahem. Afilu Rega Echor. Even one moment. Doesn't sound like a din in Kalos Reish. Shekdushasan Gedoyla Mikdushas Hatzitz. Even every moment a person has to be sure, there's not a moment of Hesach Hadas. Take a look at a Ritva. The Ritva says, just to prove also that other Rishonim don't hold like the Rosh, the Ritva says, take a look at Ritva, Mar Malkum 14, Chayiv Adam, second line, Chayiv Adam L'mashrish B'tfilu B'chol Shah, Kavachayim Mesis, V'yesh Oymrim Shemizeh Atam Amru, Sha'a Oysik B'toyra Potter Mele Tfilin. That's why someone who's Oysik B'toyra is Potter from Tfilin. Why? Because you're for sure going to have Hesach Hadas. Can't learn Torah without Hesach Hadas, right? Otherwise, you're not learning. If you're not having Hesach Hadas on tefillin, so your learning's not going too well. So either you're really learning and you're being Mesir Das, or you're not having Mesir Das, but you're not really learning. So therefore, they said, when you learn, you take every tefillin because it's Hesach Hadas. What's the Ritva obviously assuming? Now, the Ritva himself rereads this, but the Ritva is quoting Rishonim there. What are they assuming? If you tell me that learning Torah is Hesach Hadas, obviously, you're not learning that Hesach Hadas over here means Kalos Reish. Hesach Hadas means, like Hesach Hadas always means, that you can't take your mind off the tefillin. So we have Rishonim like the Rosh that say Hesach Hadas means Kalos Reish, a little bit easier for us to succeed in. And then we have Rishonim who say, even if I open up a black Gemara during Chazaras Hashatz, I'm being Mesiach Das. I have to take off my tefillin.
No problem. You have to have Kavana.
And how do we deal with davening? How do we deal with davening itself? I'm not always thinking about my tefillin.
The davening and tefillin go together, so it's not.
Okay, let's see how the Shagaz Aryeh says it. We have to see. Oisias Machimas. Let's see the Shagaz Aryeh. We'll get to all these terutzim in Mitzvah Shem next week. Says the Shagaz Aryeh. Achesh in his bar b'simmer hakoiden shetfilin asurim behesach hadas. Mar Malkum 15. After we're learning a Shagaz Aryeh, unbelievable. Shagaz Aryeh says after I already established that there's an iser hesach hadas by tefillin behesach hadas roy levarer man nikra hesach hadas. So now I have to decide. I have to conclude what is hesach hadas by tefillin. Ah halach and shulchan aruch. You can read the shulchan aruch. It's also in mesiach das. You want to know what's hesach hadas? So Shagaz Aryeh was asking this kasha. Hinei Rosh Kosav. the Rosh that we know well. When a person goes to sleep during the day, he can keep his tefillin on. It's also to be misich das. How can you go to sleep with shoshim? It's not nimtza misich daito. That's the rush that we saw. Skip down to the next paragraph. This that the Rabbeinu Yoina said, the Hesech Hadas is Kalos Roish, Polig Ahisha Kosov Ramban. It's against the Ramban. Right? Once he proves it's a Machoikz Rishonim, then everything's fair game. So he has to prove it's a Machoikz Rishonim. What Ramban? The Ramban says, what's the halacha with an Ovel putting on tefillin? When we buy the Ovel, la suve daito, ulechavin li boy the tefillin. Shelo yasiach daito mehen. Hilkach monach lehu be yishiv daito. Avel b'shaz bechi vehesped lo monach lo. I'm not getting involved in the whole machlekes of when an Ovel puts on, when an Ovel doesn't put on, yomisha and the rest. We're just talking about the Shitas Ramban. And the Shitas Ramban is that a person, an Ovel could put on tefillin because he'll be able to be meisiv daito, he'll be able to concentrate on the tefillin. During the hesped, during the bechi, then he can't because he won't be able to concentrate. That means the reason why, according to the Ramban, an Ovel wouldn't put on tefillin is because he can't, not kalos reish, there's no kalos reish in avelus. What is it? He can't concentrate because he's too overwhelmed by his pain. Says the Ramban, Vari b'shas b'chi v'hesped shal Ovel, ein kan tzchoik v'kalos reish, adar abba. And they're still prohibiting to put on tefillin on because of Hesech Hadas. This is the Chora clear proof. The some Rishonim hold that the Isser of Hesech Hadas is Chayk v'Kalos Reish. But then you wouldn't say in a case of Avelus that it's also because of Hesech Hadas. If you hold that Avelus is an Osir to put on tefillin because of Hesech Hadas, that means that you hold Hesech Hadas is any time I can't concentrate. It could be I can't concentrate because I'm in Kalos Reish, in a bar. It could be I can't concentrate because I'm in the middle of learning Yevamos. Or it could be I can't concentrate because I'm too overwhelmed with my emotional pain. But anytime you can't concentrate on your tefillin, it's just an unbelievable thing that Shagazari is telling us. It's something for us to think about before we put on tefillin. Shagazari is holding over here, based on the Ramban, he's saying, if you can't concentrate on your tefillin, you're potter from your tefillin. There's no point in putting them on unless you're going to be able to focus on putting on tefillin. Says there, underline, U'inyan halacha, how do I paskin, says the Shagazari, nearly, techol hesach hadas, aser bitfillin. He went the way we didn't want him to go. I'm not passing me like the Rosh, passing like the Ramban. Every Hesech Hadas is Osir B'Tfilin. V'afilu eino oimid b'schoik v'kalos reish. Even if, not schoik and kalos reish at all, I'm just thinking about nothing. I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat for breakfast. Hesech Hadas and Tfilin, it's Osir. K'divei Rambam v'Ramban v'shaloi k'divei Hari. We don't, says the Shagas Aryeh, we don't paskin like the Rosh. Now, what kasha are we left with? Okay, he's established a good machlokes rishonim. What does the Ramban and Rambam do with sleep? So, they could disagree with the Rosh. They could say it's also even to take a cat nap. There's a Rajba that seems to hold like that. But the Rambam says you're allowed to take a cat nap. So, Shagzari is stuck. You just told me that he disagrees with the Rosh. And he doesn't hold Tzchoyke Kalos Rosh. He holds any time you take your mind off the tefillin, it's Osir, and you're still letting me take a cat nap?
Do you have to positively think about the tefillin?
Okay.
Or do you have to negatively not think about
tefillin? We'll explore that mahalach next week, we neither. But that's not what the Shagazari does, and that's not his derech. This is a perfect example of the Shagazari's mahalach. He brilliant. Totally huge bucky, knows everything, but his end answer is usually going to be a what we would call like an ukimta. So what does he say over here? He says, well, look at the paiskim. The paiskim say that the catnap could be, it gives a certain amount of time, the amount it takes to walk 100 amas. So if they allow that amount of time, it must be that Hesech Hadas also has an amount of time. So I could think about the game last night as long as I only thought about it for a certain amount of time. So you're right, a catnap is Hesech Hadas, says the Shagazari according to the Rambam. Why do they allow it? Because you haven't reached the shear of Hesech Hadas. But what he's doing for us now is breaking the sugya open. Until now is the rush, the shitas rush is Hesech Hadas is Kalas Rosh, nothing to be nervous about, unless I'm wearing my tefillin outside, as long as I'm davening and learning, nothing to be nervous about. Says Shagazari, not so simple. Big machleks rishonim. Is Hesech Hadas that I constantly have to be conscious of my tefillin? Or is Hesed Das Kalas Reish? Obviously, this will make all the difference in trying to understand this one sif in Shulchan Aruch of a person is Asr Mesiach Das, and therefore we have a Chiyuv to be Mashmesh B'Tfilin. Bez Hashem will continue to explore this sugya next week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.